In January, it was a march. Researchers estimate more than 4 million people turned out for the Women's March in cities across the globe. And today, it's a strike. The same organizers of the Women's March are now encouraging women to participate in an event they're calling A Day Without a Woman.
The three rules seem simple. Take the day off from work, don't shop unless it's at a small women or minority-owned business, and wear red. But some argue that a strike is not easy for many women who can't afford to leave work.
Tamara Miller is organizing a local event and says she hears those concerns. So she organized a march at the state capitol during the lunch hour.
For my group in particular, we wanted to emphasize that we wanted to support women gaining equality both here and abroad. And so that's the emphasis of our commitment to march at the capitol.
Miller says she's worried women are not aware of policy being made that has an effect on their everyday choices.
Women, I feel very strongly, they either have to reconnect and take charge of their civil rights, like all minorities do, or we're going to have archaic laws put upon us.
She hopes A Day Without a Woman brings back the momentum of the Women's March. And to talk more about this, we're joined by Danielle Phillips Cunningham. She's an assistant professor in the Department of Multicultural Women's and Gender Studies at Texas Woman's University. And Danielle, the Women's March was largely seen as a success, even just in terms of how many people came out. Do you think this strike can see that kind of success?
I certainly hope so, because what was so exciting about the Women's March was that it was, I think, the largest march ever. I mean, there was a march in every continent. So I'm not sure if we will see the exact numbers. However, I think the point of this march almost exceeds or is more important than even the numbers because of, you know, the issues that our country faces right now. We have a president who has demonstrated his lack of concern for women on so many levels, and especially when it comes to labor issues.
And so, I mean, but it's more difficult than the Women's March, right? That was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You didn't have to take off work. This is about taking off the day, not participating in your job. Do you think that every woman can do that? Is this a strike just for the privileged?
Yeah. Well, definitely everyone can't take off. Domestic workers probably can't take off. Women who work blue-collar jobs probably can't take off. And so I know that that has been one of the critiques of this strike, that in some ways it tends to privilege already privileged women. So while, you know, I appreciate that critique and I think it's always important, especially for feminists, to constantly evaluate whether or not they reproduce certain forms of inequality. Again, I think the larger message is more important. And I think that instead of painting it with a broad brush, I think it's good to look at how the strikes are being organized locally. Mm-hmm. For example, the march in New York City, the organizers of that strike recognize that, you know, there are many working class women, for example, who might not be able to participate in the strike. But that's why they have made a concerted effort of saying and articulating the fact that they want to represent working class women's concerns and issues. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, you know, speaking for other women has reproduced, you know, problematic representations of working class women. But I think considering, again, the time that we're in right now, I'm not so sure it's so problematic. I think it might be okay. So I think there are a lot of people who are cognizant of the class inequalities among women. And I'd like to add to that, that as someone who has been planning International Women's Day events on my campus, I have noticed the ways in which International Women's Day has been sanitized in many ways. And so sometimes it's just a celebration of what women have accomplished. And while that's wonderful, what I like about the labor strike is that it calls attention to the work that needs to be done. And so I'm okay with the labor strike on this particular day because International Women's Day started from a labor strike. I mean, that's how it emerged. And so I think sometimes that connection to labor issues among women gets lost in the celebration of International Women's Day.
All right. And so on the flip side of that critique, though, so if this works, even if not everybody can participate, like you said, what do you think some of the potential positive effects are for low-income women if this message gets out there?
I think it could definitely set the stage for, first of all, awareness of their particular labor issues. And hopefully it will encourage people to do more sustained forms of organizing. For example, again, the organizers of the labor strike in New York, for in the morning, you know, a group of women are writing letters to their representatives, advocating for certain labor rights for working class women, and especially immigrant women. So hopefully, you know, it will lead to more.
All right. Danielle Phillips Cunningham is an assistant professor in the Department of Multicultural Women's and Gender Studies at Texas Women's University. Danielle, thanks for speaking with me this morning.
Yes, thank you, Lauren.